us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look how we won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men, and now they want me back again, but I...
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. The time is now 10 a.m. Up next, Radio Zine presents Sprouts. Ann Walden performs a characteristic inaugural poem for Colorado Governor Jared Polis, the first gay governor of Colorado. At 10:30, it's film at 11. The team welcomes back Haley to discuss that genre in which a wayward offspring returns home due to a death in the family holiday wedding event. And at 11, it's Pacific Underground. Don't forget that you can hear all of these programs after they air on KBOO.fm or on iTunes and Google Play. Want a third way to listen to all your favorite KBOO programming? Then download our mobile app today.
Sponsor of Flash. Friday, Thursday, November 7th at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Flash returns for its fifth anniversary and the retirement of this live theater production. When the Earth is threatened with destruction by the planet Mongo, Flash Gordon attempts to save us. But Ming the Merciless, Emperor of Mongo, has other plans. This production runs from November 7th through November 17th, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Again, that's Flash! November 7th through 17th at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information, including start times, special performances, and more, can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Beauty of the Earth on Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Trinity United Methodist Church in Portland. Beauty on Earth is the fall concert presented by the Portland Peace Choir. This is also the first performance with the new choir director, Jesse Cromer. There will also be a raffle, baked goods, and more. Again, that's Beauty of the Earth on Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Trinity United Methodist Church, 3915 Southeast Steel Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Welcome to Sprouts, Radio from the Grassroots, a weekly program that showcases radio production by independent community media. We bring local stories to a national audience produced at a different location every week.
Victory in this purple state, open to all with a big blue sky above. Look up. The epic belongs to the visionaries. This is the antithesis reality, antidote to psychotic dystopian governance, antidote to unethical, unlawful, homophobic, misogynistic, racist, sexist, elitist, disaster governance.
That's poet Ann Waldman, just part of her inaugural poem at the swearing-in of Jared Polis as governor of Colorado, The Beautiful Negative Ions of Governance.
And welcome to another edition of Sprouts. I'm Joe Ritchie from KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, along with Megan Weber and William Donahoe. Today on Sprouts, we're going to hear some of the great public performance poetry of Ann Waldman.
Ann Waldman is an American poet and co-founder of the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics at Naropa University.
Ann Waldman is described as an active member of the Outrider experimental poetry community. She comes from a long line of big breath poets who don't shy from the epic, the prophetic, or making the unsayable said. Her early work, Fast Speaking Woman, is a mini classic from City Lights Books. She has published over 40 books, including a collection of essays entitled Vow to Poetry and an anti-war feminist epic, the Jovis Trilogy, Colors in the Mechanism of Concealment, a 25-year project. Novelist Ken Kesey once told Allen Ginsberg, who surely told his colleague Anne Waldman, "You can't blame the president for the state of the country. It's always the poet's fault. You can't expect politicians to come up with a vision. They don't have it in them. Poets have to come up with the vision, and they have to turn it on so it sparks and catches hold."
Let's set the stage for the inauguration of Colorado Governor Jared Polis, January 8th, 2019.
After the midterm election in November 2018, a purple state turned blue. Coloradans voted Democrat for every state office and in the state assembly, majorities in both the House and the Senate. They called it a trifecta.
Not long after the election results were certified, Jared Polis asked poet Anne Waldman to deliver an inaugural poem.
Well, on the first day of the new administration, here's Waldman delivering her inaugural poem on the west steps of the state capitol in Denver.
Such a great honor to be here. Thank you. This poem is entitled "The Beautiful Negative Ions of Governance." For the swearing-in ceremony and historic inauguration of Jared Polis, January 8th, 2019. What keeps us awake and alive? Spirit of a new beginning. Poetry loves contradictions. Walt Whitman said, "The United States themselves are essentially the greatest poem." Let's improve the poem, Colorado. Allen Ginsberg wrote, "Denver, Denver will return roaring across the city and county building lawn, which catches the pure emerald flame streaming in the wake of our auto. But let's not play havoc with the lawn. This is the antithesis reality, spirit of a new beginning. And negative ions, always a linguistic challenge, which are in fact beneficial, marvelous antidotes to toxicity. Negative ions, abundant in nature, crowded in around waterfalls, widespread in forests and mountains. Oh, oxygenated ions, they neutralize free radicals, balance nervous system, revitalize cell metabolism, clear the air. What keeps us awake and alive? This is the antidote to dystopian reality. Here in our wonderful state of continental divide. Another paradox, as we want to unify East and West, invoking powerful sister bodies of water, Pacific and Atlantic, and also the snaking Colorado River, one of the lifelines our state poetically named in Spanish for this ruddy silt, Colorado. Victory in this purple state, open to all, with a big blue sky above. Look up. The epic belongs to the visionaries. Our precious climate, our precious elemental world, our magnificent topology, this is the antithesis reality, antidote to psychotic dystopian governance, antidote to unethical, unlawful, homophobic, misogynistic, racist, sexist, elitist, disaster governance. Humanity on the brink with crisis, with syndicates of greed. Worlds in collision. Who's in charge? World watching from its fraught cocoon. Floods, earthquakes, fires, famine, wars, roiling destruction, cruelty, poverty, migration crisis, education crisis. We are called to respond. Welcome to the poetry of accountable governance. What's in a name? Polis, from the Greek, is a city-state or society characterized by a sense of community, a body of citizens. Polis, leading to the common good, common ground. Plato's Republic conjured here in our auspicious Acropolis, our cosmopolis, citadel of tolerance, openness, intellect, and vision, a new kind of nation state. This is the antithesis reality, a world worth living in, plus crystalline lakes, desert-like sand dunes, aspens shining, autumnal golden pennies shimmering in the breeze, cottonwoods over creeks, elegant with their damnable allergens, bighorn sheep in high meadows, pronghorn that roamed how many millennia ago, solo grazing moose you don't want to provoke, rutting elk that scores hieroglyphs on barks of tree, rubbing antlers into secret inscription, forest, mountains, high plains, mesas, canyons, plateau, tundra that once was ocean, ancient telluric mysteries, and home to fulsome culture way back over 14,000 years, ancient Pueblo peoples and noble Ute, Apache, Comanche, Arapaho, Cheyenne. Feel the faint breath of the air in which human beings and other planet denizens live their lives here. This is the new year of the antithesis reality, summoning unification on our continental divide. This is the year. This is it, the inauguration of Jared Polis. These are the beautiful, reinvigorating negative ions of governance, of sane stewardship. The stage, the arena, the continuum, the incubator, a vision that includes us all, not a dream deferred. Promise going deep inside our skulls, little theaters of hope and fear. This is the antithesis reality, a beginning again. Let's help turn this torqued, troubled nation around. Transparency as opposed to insularity, leadership and compassion as opposed to exploitation, cynicism and cruelty. This is the victory reality while we still have a chance. Take this to Washington, too. Evoke the natural world we can't lose touch with, still so vibrant and begs our help. Don't tarry, don't tarry. Invoke the consciousness, the mind of that world, the spirit dwellers of elemental presence. Colorado is awake now in its own populace, its own promise. We are asked with transmitting and tasked with transmitting the endangered spirit of the earth and our endangered humanity. We never know how high we are till we are called to rise. And if we are true to form, our statures touch the skies, wrote Emily Dickinson. This is the antithesis reality, antidote to atrocity. Breathe in the beautiful negative ions of true governance. Breathe out the efficacy of what we may give generously to the world. Governor-elect Polis, in good body, mind, spirit, lead us well. Thank you so much.
That was poet and Colorado voter Ann Waldman on the west steps of the state capitol in Denver, Colorado, January 8th, 2019.
You're listening to Sprouts, Radio from the Grassroots, a weekly program bringing you local radio productions of national interest.
The poet as historian, from the Greek poet Herodotus, who chronicled the Greco-Persian Wars, through the 20th century with Ezra Pound's Cantos, William Carlos Williams Patterson, Charles Olson's Maximus poems. It's traditionally been a field dominated by men. She breaks that tradition. Here's Ann Waldman, accompanied by Ambrose Bai and Roger Green, with a poetic civics quiz.
Questions for citizens. When was the Federal Reserve created, and by whom? Who was second in command to Jefferson Davis and considered the brains of the Confederacy? What was the primary material factor in British sea domination? What was Ezra Pound right about? How many things don't make sense about the Bering Straits theory of migration? What might that mean? Who funded the Confederacy and why? Who assassinated Ghassan Kanafani? Where did the assassination take place? Who was Ghassan Kanafani? What was Dewey Canyon 3? Why did the Confederacy have to import hay from north of the Mason-Dixon line? And what happened in Bengal during World War II? What does the term false flag mean? Please identify at least two. Why did U.S. and Kurdish forces provide cover for up to 40,000 people associated with ISIS leaving Raqqa, including fighters and weapons? Do you think this was the case? Do you think elements of the U.S. government capable of creating ISIS? Do you think this was the case? Who assassinated Jean Sanak? Where did this happen? Who was Jean Sanak? Where was Soha Bishara imprisoned? Why was she imprisoned? Who is Soha Bishara? Who kidnapped Mordecai Vanunu? Where did this happen? Who is Mordecai Vanunu? Where was he born? Why do race and gender now seem so high on the U.S. agenda? What does an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth actually mean? What is the origin of this formula? What are we talking about? What is the primordial black hole? What is a bubble universe? Where are we? Why doesn't the Confederacy die? Who backs it? What kind of a collider are we in? Who are the big brokers for the Confederacy? Why is there so much focus on Russia? Is this a red herring? Why won't Palestine and Israel ever heal? In whose interest is this apartheid? What does the caliphate want? What is the role of the Protestant church in U.S. politics? Why are so many politicians religiously identified? What two countries, at least 2,300 miles apart, were attacked by missiles on the same day by a power 8,000 miles away? How did Barack Obama get elected? Do you think he was allowed to get elected? Does one see fear in former attorney Jeff Sessions' eyes and that aggrandizing sick smile, which is a predatory gesture of the face, of the jaw, of the mouth, related to atavism? What is the modus operandi of Jeff Sessions of Alabama? Where is he now? ICE, whose ads resemble ISIS ads, e.g., we're coming for you, we're coming to kill you. Who designs these ads? Why do we borrow this strategy from our perceived enemy? What is the poetry struggle in this culture? Are poets too self-absorbed? Do you know what a hielera is? Do you know how many days you might freeze in the hielera? What is the reaction of white people to their own demographic demise? How far will they go? What is criminogation? What is your personal zero tolerance? What will you not stomach? Who put chlorine in water for immigrant children? Where's the outcry? What is the antithesis reality? What is the BIE movement? Why are there no public intellectuals in the USA? Are poets susceptible to media control? Where's the spirit of 60s rebellion? What will it take? Why aren't we continuing to have daily protests in this country around white supremacy? What about the unexposed scandals of Vietnam, the operations in Laos like Dewey Canyon 3? What is the U.S. karma with North Korea? How many people died in the Korean War, both North and South? Who knows someone who served in World War II, in Korea, in Vietnam? Is there a literary mafia? Who was Judah Benjamin? Where does your water come from? Do you think black holes materialize out of clouds of dust? What is the Axion dark matter experiment? Do infinite other worlds exist in probability space? What does that mean? What are the Gedanken experiments? Who coined that term? What happened 1 second after the Big Bang? And what is a beauty hadron, a silicon sensor? And where are we? What is a decay project? Who holds power to the secret codes other than the U.S. president? What is the battle between the law enforcement agencies? What is the Skiamaki? What are the Bilderberg meetings? Who were the Move 9? What does it mean to you to be citizen? What is the most current case of egregious injustice? What is the origin of the term Capitalocene? What are we really doing about the climate change? How many weapons are on the moon? Is anyone here still working with We're Still in Movements? What is the warmest year on record? How many immigrants are in U.S. detention centers on any given day? And what are plutonium pits? What are jellyfish babies?
That's Ann Waldman's Questions for Citizens.
Don't like it, don't do it. Don't like it, don't do it. Don't like it, don't do it. Hydraulic fracturing, hey, 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 hey. Don't like it, don't do it. 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 Hydraulic fracturing, hey, 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 hey. Shattering under you, don't do it. Person woven of performing sutras, don't do it. And the thunder said, don't do it. And symmetry said, hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. And gambles to the flight of the asteroid. And you can't just go around killing and conquering persons. You can't just take them out at midnight and rape and slaughter and kill persons. But I can't pay anymore. Sorry, good children, food for the good children. Moreover, I can't pay anymore. More. And it's a sash, a ceiling above the celestial universe, and I can't pay. I can't pay anymore. It's a cruelty. It's a really cruel cruelty.
Waldman teaches poetry and Dharma. She was an early student of the Tibetan guru Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, who with Allen Ginsberg founded the Naropa Institute, now Naropa University, once called by the New York Times the Notre Dame of Tibetan Buddhism in America. Waldman continues to teach classes at Naropa University, mostly poetics classes, some with evocative titles like Dharma Gaze. We spoke about some of this at KGNU in Boulder.
Naropa and the Jack Kerouac School does have this Buddhist component or meditation component. Our students are able to sit and practice following their minds, synchronizing body, speech, and mind. Every morning we have Dharma art talks, and the view is we've got to hold on to our own minds, hold on to our imagination so we can imagine another version of the world, how to live in a more enlightened society with more equanimity and equality. Kindness, compassion, empathy.
Like the performances of Naropa co-founder Allen Ginsberg, the poetry performances of Ann Waldman have been accompanied by a host of musicians over the years, including Steven Taylor of The Fugs, Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, her son Ambrose Bai, and many others. This closing piece from Waldman's Extinction Aria is joined by Ambrose Bai and Roger Green. Part shamanic and tantric incantation, part New York School performance poet, from Ann Waldman's Extinction Aria.
Swept away all suffering, gathered it up in a quantum leap, sucked it up till it returned. And when he looked back over his shoulder and saw all suffering come back in a great wave, all suffering riding and filling up nooks and crannies and crevices and templates of the world, all suffering filling neurons and quarks and leptons, troubling minds of fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, all children, all lovers, all sentient beings, suffering, suffering.
Toxins of passion, aggression, ignorance in the middle of the night. Strapped in demon mind, nowhere to hide. We're all pounding, pounding, pounding. Suffering rides in and mind splits in 11 pieces. And Chen Rezig wept and head split again in 1,000 pieces. And mighty red fire Buddha Amitabha leans and puts the puzzle back together. Wires it with tantric thread, adds some extra arms, extra heads, a conglomeration of tendencies, this wisdom body to rid the world of all suffering, suffering. More arms and heads take charge, build it better, a deity to maximize power of bodhicitta to ease all suffering, suffering, suffering. And now Chen Rezig had 1,000 arms in all directions of space with numerous accoutrements, and under those arms 1,000 hearts better to banish all suffering. Suffering, suffering, suffering of Tibet, of India, suffering, Pakistan, the stateless Rohingya, suffering, suffering, wherever his crystallized land, wherever map of suffering he alights on, keep emptying Europe, USA, empty Israel, Palestine, empty China, Russia, Syria, Japan, Haiti, Yemen, thousands and thousands of heads and 11 and thousands of third eyes and more wisdom eyes in all the pores of the body to alleviate suffering, suffering. Chen Rezig walks among us, humble prince toward all systems of empire. Chen Rezig walks among us as all constituent forms, precious ink, diamond scepter, skull cup of blood, thigh bone trumpet, dissolve in mind and lotus at his feet arises through cracks of a concrete city or charnel grounds eternal war. Star flowers shoot at dark of a distant galaxy, anywhere out of this world. His heart is that big, and Dharma gates are endless. He enters every one of them. Typhoons and famine dissolve emptiness as form to come back at you. Blow back is love, is love, is love. Come back at your multiverse. Move in the night that never sets. Is it cold out there? Will Tibet be liberated on Judgment Day, and China come to peace, and planet not royal with dystopia and ghosts of hunger, and will relight the butter lamp gone out in panic of the dark age? Banish the syndicates of samsara, put away the texts of doom. Put away the texts of doom and turn the wheel again in our frail Anthropocene. Chen Rezig walks among us and no identity endures, yet bodhisattvas are ever active, invisible, else swirling, swirling shamans, shape-shifting wizards every hour, dedicating the merit, no end time here, but aspiration to press harder. Don't tarry, don't tarry, don't tarry, don't tarry. Keep trying, sweep all suffering away, all pockets of the multiverse. Keep vow with mudra, with mantra, every mala bead a thought for others, golden thread of enlightenment. Lightning in every step, in all directions of space. Push, push against the dark. darkness. Push, push, push against the darkness. Push against our Cartesian doubt, quantum dimensions to worry, worry, while Dharma bends in all dimensions simultaneously. And extinction is nothing but the extinction of all suffering inside the extinction of self, whose form is emptiness and power of compassion. Chen Rezig walks among us, scientist of compassion. Chen Rezig walks among us, scientist of compassion. Push, push against the darkness. Push, 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 push, push darkness. Push, push, push against the darkness. Push, push, push against the darkness. Push, push, push.
From Ann Waldman's Extinction Aria.
That's it for Sprouts. You have been listening to poet Ann Waldman.
And thanks William Donahoe and Megan Rue Weber.
This edition of Sprouts was produced by Joe Ritchie.
Our contributors this week, KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Production assistance came from Alternative Radio. Music you heard featured Ambrose By and Roger Green. The Sprouts theme music is Torpedoes on Tuesday.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. The time is now 10:31. Up next is Film at 11. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Dark Side Cinema, open every night and featuring independent foreign and art house films. The Dark Side is located at 215 Southwest 4th Street, between Madison and Jefferson.